Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is a testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and our youth can come forward.
KYTH, offering the best programming in all of Wyoming, or at least in Johnson County. Greetings! Greetings to everyone who has tuned into our broadcast and to the members of our studio audience. My name is Jory Pearson, and this is Sunday morning, and this is Sunday morning with Jory. We are 1 week away from Christmas Eve. Are you excited? On today's special broadcast, we will be telling the story of the birth of Jesus, singing some carols, and reminding people what we are celebrating during this season. Helping to tell this story is our narrator, renowned as biblical scholar, Dr. Tessa, who will introduce us to some of the voices of Christmas.
Our story begins centuries ago. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Do you really need to go back that far? We have a time limit for this show. If you start in the very beginning, we won't make it out of the Garden of Eden, let alone get to the birth of Jesus.
All right. Our story began centuries ago when the prophet Isaiah wrote...
Really? That's still hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus.
This part's important.
Go ahead.
As I was saying, our story began centuries ago when the prophet Isaiah wrote, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Some scripture scholars translate the word as young woman, but the traditional translation has been virgin.
Can we just hear the story?
Sure. In the 8th century BCE, which means before the Common Era, that is, in the time we sometimes call BC, the prophet Micah prophesied...
Can we speed the story up a bit?
If you think that's necessary.
I do.
All right, let us move to a small, unimportant town in Galilee in the land of Israel, known as Nazareth. If you had to draw a straight line between Nazareth and the city of Jerusalem, the distance would still be approximately 94 miles or 104 kilometers. But to travel by road...
Still too much detail.
Nazareth was the home of a young woman named Mary, who was engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. Joseph was a member of a house of David. That does not mean he lived in the house where David lived. It means he was a descendant of David. One day, Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel. Actually, Gabriel was an archangel, one with the power to deliver God's message to human beings. Gabriel first appears in the book of the prophet Daniel, which was known as the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament.
Why don't we hear from Gabriel and Mary?
Greetings, you who are all highly favored. The Lord is with you.
Who are you? Why are you here?
I'm a messenger sent by God. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
Me?
And now you conceive and bear a son.
That's wonderful. Joseph and I hope that we will have many children after we are married, especially many sons.
You don't seem to understand. I'm talking about right now.
What do you mean?
And now you will conceive and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus.
Jesus? I thought we would name our first son after his father, Joseph.
You will name him Jesus, and he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor, David.
The Messiah? I'm to be the mother of the Messiah?
Who will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end.
And this is to happen now? How can this be when I am a virgin? Joseph and I are still making wedding plans.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God.
Are you sure you have come to the right house?
God doesn't make mistakes.
The Messiah? The Son of God?
Your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son.
Elizabeth? But she's ancient. She has never had children.
She was thought to be unable to have children, is now 6 months pregnant, for nothing is impossible with God.
Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done with me according to your word.
Mary set out in haste to town in the Judean hill country where her relative Elizabeth lived. Scripture does not specify exactly where that town was.
Let's hear from Mary and Elizabeth.
Greetings, Mary.
Greetings, Cousin Elizabeth. What the angel said was true. You're going to have a baby.
Yes, it is true. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
So you know.
When I heard your greeting, my child jumped in the womb. I think he is leaping for joy.
Mary stayed with Elizabeth and Zechariah, her husband, for about 3 months. Although it is unclear from the scriptures, it appears that Mary returned home just before the birth of Elizabeth's child, John, who would later be known as John the Baptist. There was quite a dispute when he was born because people wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. But Elizabeth insisted that he should be called John, which means...
We need a station break.
If you say so.
And now a word from our sponsor, St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Buffalo, Wyoming.
The holidays are a special time to share fellowship with family and friends and to consider how we affect the lives of our neighbors down the street and around the world. When you give a gift of fair trade, you are giving not just once, but twice to your loved ones in small scales, farmers' families around the world. St. Luke's has a variety of coffees, teas, chocolates, and other items that would make perfect stocking stuffers for your friends and family. Give the gift of fair trade for the holidays.
Welcome back to our program. We will resume the presentation of the birth of Jesus.
As I was saying about John...
Why don't we move into the actual stories of Jesus' birth?
But the story about John, later known as John the Baptist, is a fascinating one.
Perhaps we will bring you another day when we can tell us all about it.
All right. So far we've been telling the story as presented by the gospel writer known as Luke. The next part of the story is found in the Gospel of Matthew. The word gospel means good news. Matthew's gospel begins with the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob.
Can we skip to the end of the genealogy?
Sure. And with Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Let's figure it out from here.
When Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with the child by the Holy Spirit.
You're going to have a baby? How did this happen?
An angel came to me and told me.
An angel? You were visited by an angel?
Yes, he said that I had found favor with God and would be the mother of the Messiah.
I don't understand.
I know it is hard to understand.
I can't believe you would do this to me. Who is he?
Who do you mean?
Who is the baby's father?
God.
You expect me to believe that?
It's the truth. Please listen. Listen, Joseph. The angel came to me and said that I would be the mother of the Messiah, that I'd be overshadowed by God's Holy Spirit, that my child would be called the Son of God.
That's not possible.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Our relationship is over. I will find a way to break our
off our engagement, but how I don't want to expose you to public disgrace.
I'm telling the truth.
I am so weary. I need to get some rest and think about all of this. Go away now, Mary.
I'm telling the truth. The baby is the Son of God.
In those days, the engagement was a lot more binding than it is now. It's based on a contract between families. Joseph, worn out with grief, fell asleep and was visited by an angel in his dreams.
Joseph, Joseph, son of David.
What? Who's there?
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for her child is from the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit?
She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Oh. She was telling the truth? Mary, I need to talk to her. Mary.
Joseph, Mary. What are you doing here? What is it? What is it?
I was visited by an angel who told me not to be afraid to you, Mary, that you would have a son, and we would name him Jesus. We will be married, and I will raise your son as my own.
All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by God through the prophet Isaiah, as I said earlier. Look, the virgin shall conceive, bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel.
Let's listen to the angel Gabriel from heaven came.
People came to this area to work as shepherds because of the large flocks of sheep raised here.
That is true. There are quite a few Basque people in our heritage living in Johnson County. Is there any people of Basque heritage in our studio audience?
Let's return to the Gospel of Luke. We are told that in those days, a decree went out to the Emperor Augustus that all known world would be taxed. All people were to go to their ancestral towns to be counted. Because Joseph was a descendant of David, he was required to go to the city of David.
David was a king, so that meant that Joseph needed to go to the city of Jerusalem.
No, not Jerusalem. David's city was south of Jerusalem, in a small Judean village of Bethlehem. I was interrupted when I started to tell you about Micah, who prophesied that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
Sorry. So Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem to be counted.
Yes. The shortest route would have been directly south through Samaria, but the hilly terrain and hostility of inhabitants would have posed too much of a risk, especially Mary's condition. And it's said that they took a safer route southeast through the Jezreel Valley, then east to the Jordan Valley, then south to Jericho, then up through the Judean Desert to Jerusalem and on to Bethlehem.
How far was that?
More than 90 miles.
Quite a journey. Let's begin the next section of our story with a favorite Christmas carol, O Little Town Bethlehem. Voices of Christmas. We are now in Bethlehem.
Finally.
When Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to a firstborn child and wrapped him in bands of cloth, swaddling cloths, and placed him in a manger because there is no place for them in the inn. By inn, we do not necessarily mean a place that could always be meant to be occupied by travelers, such as our hotels and motels today. It could be any sort of temporary lodging for travelers.
Why don't we hear from those who were there?
Joseph, we need to find a place to stay.
I know, Mary. Bethlehem is not usually this crowded.
It must be all the extra travelers who have come for the census.
Let's stop here. Hello, hello?
Who is it?
My name is Joseph. This is my wife, Mary. We need a place to rest for the night.
I have no room.
Do you have anything for us?
Every space I have is taken. The census is very good for business.
Thank you. Sorry to bother.
You might want to try that place down the street.
Thank you. Hello? Anyone here?
Who is it?
My name is Joseph. This is my wife.
No room, no room.
That was rather rude. Let's try here. Hello, any rooms available?
Every room I have is taken. There is barely room to move in here.
My name is Joseph, and this is my wife, Mary. She's about to have a baby.
Do I look like a midwife? I have no room.
Please, do you have anything at all?
Well, I do have a little place. It's not much, but we can put down some clean straw for you.
Thank you. Whatever you have will be fine.
It's just over here.
Thank you.
Here is some fresh straw. The angel should keep you warm. I will send someone to check on you in a bit.
Mary, let me help you sit down. How are you feeling?
Tired, but excited. I think it is time. No, I know it is time.
Now?
Now, Joseph, I need you to help me.
Me? What do I know about having babies?
Isn't he beautiful? Isn't he perfect?
The Son of God.
That's what the angel said.
The Son of God born in this place with a manger for a bed. With a manger for a bed.
Let's listen to our angel chorus sings, Away in the Manger.
St. Luke's Lutheran Church.
St. Luke's Lutheran Church invites you to join us on Sunday, December 24th at 5 p.m. for our Christmas Eve service. There will be lessons and carols, Holy Communion, and everyone's favorite tradition, the singing of Silent Night by Candlelight. All are welcome.
Now back to our presentation of the birth Jesus has just been born.
Yes. In Luke's Gospel, we are told that the shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over the flocks by night, when an angel of the Lord appeared to them. In those days, shepherds...
Before you get into detail about shepherds, let's hear from them.
What a quiet night this is. The sheep are all bedded down. I don't think we'll have any more lambs born tonight. Whose turn is it to keep watch? I'm pretty tired.
It's my turn. You two can get some sleep.
I'll stay up with you a little bit and enjoy the quiet.
If you're sure, just don't start singing.
What's wrong with singing? David sang when he was a shepherd, and see what happened to him.
Delusions of grandeur, huh? You think you'll be a king someday. The only king we have is Herod.
But God has promised us a king from the line of David.
So?
So the day will come when the promise will be fulfilled.
But not by you. You've never even seen a king.
Will you two stop it already? How do you expect me to get any sleep? What was that?
It's so bright. I can't see.
Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.
What should we do?
I think we need to go find this child the angels told us about.
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place.
I told you the day would come when the promise would be fulfilled.
I guess you will see a king after all.
So the shepherds went in haste and found Mary and Joseph in a child laying in the manger, just as the angel had said.
Who is there? We need some privacy. My wife just had a baby.
We are shepherds.
We were told to come here to see the newborn king.
An angel appeared to us as we were in the field with our sheep.
Our king has been born, our Messiah. Glory be to God.
We need to go tell others.
Praise God that the Messiah has come at last. Yes, let us tell others this good news.
What a night this has been.
Yes, you need to get your rest. I'll stay awake just in case anyone else comes to visit.
I'll remember this night for as long as I live. I will take these memories and these words and treasure them in my heart.
Some say that when Luke was gathering information for his gospel, he was able to talk to Mary, which is why we have so many details about Jesus' birth. Luke does say at the beginning of his gospel that he interviewed eyewitnesses and investigated everything carefully in order to write an orderly account so that his readers would know the truth about Jesus and his message.
And so we come to the end of our special presentation on the birth of Jesus. But before we go, let's sing one more Christmas song.
Why don't we make it an Advent song, Joy to the World?
Isn't that a Christmas song?
People treat it like a Christmas song, but it was written by Isaac Watts in 1719 as a Christian representation of Psalm 98, not about the coming of Christ as a baby, but about the coming of his glory.
Let's all join together and sing the first two verses of Joy to the World. That includes all of you in our studio audience.
Thank you.
us and are joining us today for a special presentation, The Voices of Christmas. This is Jory Pearson on behalf of Station KYTH, the voice of Johnson County, wishing you a blessed Merry Christmas.